Well, we're back, and Ernst Nelly, who is the co-founder of the Spanokia Foundation, is with us. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Two things. Did I pronounce your last name correctly and the name of the organization?
Yes, Cinelli and Spanocchia. They're both pretty hard to pronounce.
Well, Cinelli's not so bad. You know, we've got a lot of Italian in the neighborhood. You know, we know those names.
Good.
Let's start, if you will, please, by explaining a bit about the foundation and your mission statement to educate people about sustainable practices. Let's go with that.
Sure. The Spanocchia Foundation was founded in 2002 by my family, the Cinelli family, as a result of my grandparents' wishes. They were both very ill at the time and wanted us to find a way to preserve the property at Spanocchia and all of the educational activities that we had been conducting there for years. So we developed the foundation, and it's run by family members at the moment. I'm here in the United States so that we have someone who answers the phone in English and is not 6 hours ahead for all of our members and friends here in the States. And then my aunt and uncle are the general managers at the property. They've been living over there since 1992.
So this is a property that's been in the family for years, is that correct?
Yes, it has been in our family since 1925.
How wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to carry on, were you born here or were you born in Italy?
I was born here in the States, but I have lived in Italy off and on for about 5 years.
Right.
So I have a great job where I spend part of my time here in Maine and part of my time over there. So.
Well, and how beautiful it is. I went through the website, and of course, a little ways back, one of our journalists was over there and reported on it, and it was a wonderful story about it. Tell us a little bit more about the foundation and the sponsors, because you know there's a wide variety of cultural and environmental educational programs at the property.
We have a farm that's an organic farm, and then we also have an educational center on the property, and that's where we host all of our program participants and also our internship participants. And as part of our mission to educate people about sustainable resources, we saw that we had an opportunity to use this property as a place for people to come and gather and reflect and basically to use the property to better inform themselves about sustainable resource use, including organic farming, conservation, historical preservation, all of those different things. So we have an opportunity for young adults to come over and live and work on the farm for 3 months at a time and participate in our sustainable agriculture activities. And then we also have 1 to 2 week programs for people who can't commit to the internship program, which is about 3 months long and usually only good for people who are in college and can afford to take that much time off to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have these programs where people come and learn about various aspects of Tuscan culture and history, anything from architecture to archaeology to landscape painting, photography, cooking, writing, ceramics. We have a wood-fired kiln on our property. So really a whole range of different focus areas that allow people to come and stay at the property, learn about some aspect of Tuscan culture and history in that environment.
Now, you say that the foundation was formed in early 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did the concept come together? Did it just progress over a period of time, or did you all just sit down and have a family conference and say, hey, this is a great idea, ecology is important, and all of these factors and are really important to the world? Let's do something.
Yeah, that's a good question. We actually used a model that was already in existence. My grandfather was very interested in Etruscan archaeology, and he formed an American nonprofit to help bring American students over to Spanocchia to live on the farm and participate in Etruscan archaeological digs from late 1960s until the late 1990s. And so we used the model of that organization, which was solely focused on archaeology, and then just expanded upon it to include all aspects of Tuscan culture and history, including archaeology.
Were there some interesting archaeological finds?
There really were. The Etruscan Foundation, which is the name of this other organization, which is still in existence and working on archaeological projects and initiatives, they worked for about 17 years on a single site that's located about 10 kilometers from Spinachia. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting site because it really exemplifies the everyday life of Etruscans. It was a small village. They found the cistern, they found the marketplace, they found some of the house remains of the houses, and so they found a lot of everyday items, toys, weaving tools, cooking utensils, things like that. So really learned a lot about what everyday life was like.
How terrific that is.
Yeah, it was a great project.
Now, the educational programs, tell us just a bit more about that, if you will, because that's becoming more and more and more interesting to travelers these days.
Yes, we've really found that travelers are looking for more of a unique travel experience. They don't want to do just a tour trip or a cruise that doesn't include some aspect of education about the environment that they're traveling in. And so we've really seen our participation in these programs jump a bit more than 100% in the last 3 years, actually. People who are interested in visiting Tuscany, but they want to have the structure of a program, at the same time they want that program to be specifically focused on some aspect of Tuscany so that they can really go in depth with someone instructing the group who is an expert in that field. And so we've really had a fortunate experience that we've found great program instructors who are fantastic artists and historians and architects in their own right, and then they gather people together who have an interest in that area and want to come and learn more about that while they're on vacation. So our programs really are a great combination of education with touring around the countryside and a good dose of relaxation, good food, good wine, all the things you look for on your vacation as well.
Now, can you tell us a little bit more about the land use management project?
We have several different projects going on right now. We just finished a cutting plan. Our property is 1,100 acres, and 80% of it is forested with hardwood trees that are great for firewood. And so we've been working with the local nature reserve and also with the local forestry regulators to create a cutting plan for the next 20 years that allows us to cut what we need for our own purposes to heat our buildings and also to for construction purposes, but also to make sure that we have some to sell. So we have a cash crop that's actually firewood on our property, while not causing detrimental effects to the landscape at Spinachia. Spinachia is on a big hillside, so we're especially aware of erosion and soil displacement from overcutting.
Now, I know there are a number of different programs, but can you give us an idea of a typical program for a college student or possibly even a high school student that would be interested in coming over there? A little combination of what would happen on your property, mm-hmm. and then an idea of what they would see in the countryside.
Certainly. A great example, actually, is our program that we have with Portland State University. It's a geography and sociology combination, sort of interdisciplinary program. And those students spend about half of their time at Spinachia, actually, in class on our property. We have a classroom space, and they work with two professors on a curriculum that relates back to what they've been studying and in their regular classes in Oregon. And so they spend time actually in class having lectures and discussion, just as they would back at home. And then they also spend time at our property interviewing our staff and some of the other guests to learn more about agritourism and also about sustainable agriculture or community development, whatever the expertise areas of our community are. And then they spend the rest of their time traveling to local hill towns to find out how the geography of the hill town has informed the social and cultural development of that area. So they go to Montepulciano, which is a major tourist destination, but it's also a very interesting town to look at from a sociocultural perspective and also geographic perspective. They spend time in Florence looking at how the city developed from a sociocultural perspective and just really integrating the field trip component with the work that they're doing in class at Spinachia and the conversations they're having with the people who live and work there.
And you have an artist program as well.
We do, yes. The artists tend to spend more time on the property than the student programs do because the students are really interested in getting out into the community and seeing what's happening outside of Spinachia. But the artists are really there to appreciate the property and the aesthetic value of this beautifully preserved agrarian landscape. So they spend time in the studio or out on the fields or, you know, in the woods, drawing, painting, whatever it is that they're doing. And then they complement that studio time or that work time with visits to museums in Siena or Florence, which are both very, very close. And sometimes they go to smaller, lesser-known places to draw or just to visit museums.
And, of course, the landscape is spectacular. So
yes, it's definitely our biggest selling point.
It's really, it's really breathtaking, some of the pictures I've seen. Now, for those that would like to get more information, the website is www.spanocchia. It's spanocchia.org, if I'm correct.
HIA.org. And then also, we also have a website at spinachia.com, and that has information about all of our rental farmhouses and our bed and breakfasts also.
Super. Erin, thank you very much. Sure appreciate you taking the time, and great project, and it's good to see people are out there doing something and trying to preserve our earth and world. So
thank you for
that.
Thank you for your enthusiasm and support. It's been nice talking to you.
A pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Well, it was an interesting concept, and as I say, for more information, you can go to www.spanocchia.org, and there's some great photos up there. Now, let's see, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, just don't touch that dial because our friend and travel journalist Suzanne Wright will be with us, so hang in there.